live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. We're going to take your calls, 818-955-5567, based off this little factoid that I found out that the Oval Office has pressure sensors in the floor, so the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is when they're not allowed inside the room. So that means, I guess, they would see whoever's in the room with him, where their footprint are, too.
For his protection, I guess, right?
So obviously the Secret Service knew that Monica was under the desk.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
A couple footprints, couple knee prints, couple toe prints.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course they did.
It's like, okay, Mr. President.
Excuse me, you can't go, he's not in there alone right
he's,
now.
He's busy.
I'll let him know.
So, we'll if that's you. True, but as far as just being spied on, someone watching you, didn't know they were watching you, have you ever spied on someone? You can change your voice if you want. Just let us know if you want us to change your voice. If you're in the middle of a big spy thing, maybe on a loved one. Or, you know, maybe you've had out someone was spying on you. You busted somebody wondering where the hell you were going. 818-955-KLOS. Was it maybe a peephole incident at a hotel? Like what happened to that female sportscaster,
Aaron
Andrews?
Yeah.
Oh. Phone tracing software? Hidden camera? 818-955-5567. The best stories are about spying. You're going to win some prizes. 818-955-5567. KLOS.
That's what Mark Ellis was just talking about. That movie, what was it called? Where the night manager, the guy with put cameras in all the hotel rooms. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Medics who came from other states to help New York, you know, it's a coronavirus ravaged the city, found themselves under constant GPS surveillance by the company that they worked for, and even had their sex life restricted by the employer. They're now filed a class action lawsuit. The EMTs and paramedics working for Ambulance.
I've seen that one.
Which contracts with FEMA to provide ambulance services had their lives entirely policed by the Big Brother style firm. Says in addition to exercising total control of the movement, they control their activities, including by prohibiting them from consuming alcohol or engaging in any sexual activity while at their hotel in order to remain on call for any emergencies. But they work 12-hour shifts. They were off for 12 hours.
Yeah, so during my off for 12 hours, I should be able to drink alcohol.
Exactly, huh? So that's why there's class action lawsuit. They were getting spied on. If they left the hotel, you know, probably be fired. So, spy stories. Victor.
Yes.
Did you get spied on or did you spy on somebody?
Oh, I spied on somebody. My ex-wife, I kind of thought she was having an affair. So this was before cell phones. And you could put a recording machine on your telephone at home, and it would pick up whenever somebody picked up the phone. I heard stuff on that would have made a porn star blush.
Really?
And
is your wife talking to another guy?
Oh yeah, and they were talking about what they were going to do to each other and where they were going to meet. And
do you still have the tape?
you know, it's funny. I played it back for her, and she denied every bit of it.
Who'd she say it was?
She said they were just joking. You know,
yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Just a lot of the joking with the things I want you to do.
Tell us the worst joke she ever told.
Well, the worst joke, I think she said that Monica Lewinsky was at Clinton. Clinton said, I did not tell her to lie on the deposition. I told her to lie in the proper position.
Oh, okay. That's the worst joke she's ever told. Thank you so much, Victor, for calling the show. So he found that his ex wife or then wife was cheating. Can you imagine hearing that? It was like, she didn't talk to me like that.
You wouldn't even think that you would be like, what am I?
It made a porn star blush where it's like, I'm totally going to do this. Can you imagine your wife telling some other woman and you're listening on the other side of the phone that she's telling all the things she's going to do to her body?
Well, listen, I'm watching watching Dirty John season 2, which is the Betty Broderick story. So I'm in a real weird headspace right now with
I don't know who Betty Broderick is.
You got to watch it. I know it's not crossing streams, but Dirty John, Betty Broderick was a real story about how she killed her husband because they were married for years. She put him through med school. She put him through law school. She worked. She did everything for him. And then once he got some success in the law firm, he dumped her and married his secretary. And Betty wasn't really all that happy about
Betty
that.
Would be about that.
Yeah, and then was trying to hide assets and stuff so that she...
Is Dirty John out of Orange County?
That Dirty John... So the Dirty John season 1, yes. That
is
guy
out of Orange
was,
County. Okay, so this is Dirty John season 2.
Season 2.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, let's see. Go back to the phones.
And she was spying on him too to see where the hell he was and who that girl was and all that. So, like, speaking of,
spying. Have you ever been spied on? Are you spying on somebody? Give us a call. 1-855-5567. Andrew's next. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
So you've been spied on? Or did you spy on somebody?
Yeah, no, I was spied on. I had one of my ex-girlfriends. She actually got a hold of my phone while we were dating, and she actually put on my phone an actual tracker, and we broke up, and then she was actually still tracking where I would go and all that kind of stuff, and then she had hired an investigator to actually follow me around, and then she told me, hey, I need my stuff, brought me over to one of her friend's house, and gave me like the third degree.
I thought she was an ex-girlfriend. I'm telling her to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, okay, I had a couple of your things, so I'm like, all right, I'll return that stuff. She's like, yeah, let's do it in an area where we both are on the even ground.
Mm-hmm.
So went over to a friend's house.
How'd you know she was spying on you? Did you see her? Like, you'd be out with a girl on another date and she'd walk by the Applebee's and wave at you?
Well, no, it wasn't like that. She actually told me when I came to get her stuff, she's like, yeah, I've been watching you, and you got another girl. I said, no, I don't got anybody else. I'm just hanging out with friends. I'm like, man, you're crazy.
Was she crazy? Yeah, obviously she was. But
Yeah, that's why we broke up.
No, was she crazy in the sack, too? It was a tough decision to leave her, huh?
It was actually a pretty easy decision. And then
crazy and sucking the bed?
Afterwards, it was. What's that?
She's crazy and she sucked in the bed? Jesus Christ. Yeah, dump that bitch.
You don't usually see that combo.
Yeah, usually crazy goes to great sex. All right, talk about being spied on or spying on somebody. Give us a call, 818-955-5567. Anybody here got a story about being spied on?
Well, Johnny told me the other day, he was like, his in-laws
Johnny,
want
you have one?
To get an-
I kind of do.
You do?
Yeah, I had a bunch of my friends spying on me one time. This was back in high school.
Yeah.
It was like 1999. And it was my world history class. This girl, oh my gosh, she was so hot.
Yeah.
Foreign ethnic, right? Mm. So good. She needed help tutoring. So she's like, come on by, you know, come to my house. And so she comes to my house, and I set up a webcam in my room.
No way.
I mean, it was okay back then. The internet was still new. Don't judge me now.
Okay.
And so she comes over after her ballet classes, and she's like, I got to get changed. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Webcam's going.
Ballet classes, huh? Yeah.
So I leave the room. She's getting undressed, right? She starts going around my room looking at stuff. She finds my dirty magazines.
Mm-hmm.
She hops on my bed. Starts playing.
No way. Shut up. How do you know this? How do you know what she's doing in there?
Well, I'm watching it on the webcam.
So you're watching it on the webcam.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see what's going on in my room.
I got you.
So my buddy, he's like, hey, go in there, you know, ask her if she needs a hand. So I go into the room and I'm like, hey, you need a hand? And she was like, oh, no, Johnny, you cannot help me.
Oh, but no.
Now that you have seen me, I must see you.
Shut up. No way.
Yeah. So she's like,
so what'd you do?
Johnny, why don't you strip for me? And I'm like, okay. And I start stripping right there. All my friends are watching. I couldn't believe
it. On the webcam?
On the webcam, right? And she's like, hey, come here, sit next to me. And I'm like, okay. And I lay down next to her on the bed.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, why didn't you touch me here? And I go, and I blew it right there.
Shut up. Oh, shut up, Johnny. Seriously.
I wasted it. Good moment. Wasted.
Oh, man.
Completely wasted. So high.
Oh, my Lord.
All right. Let's go Steven online to you. Hey, Steven.
You're such a bad boy.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, man. So you got a spying story?
Yeah. He was talking about American Pie.
Who?
Johnny did.
That you saying Johnny's whole story was out of a movie?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the name of the movie?
American Pie.
Yes, it was American Pie.
Very nicely done.
No, that was a true story.
Yeah. Our life in movies. I said at some point in the next 2 hours, someone's going to hack a movie and claim it as their own. And that was Johnny with American Pie.
So good.
So, Steven, you got the grand prize going to Sahara Las Vegas this weekend. You get a two-night stay. You get all the stuff that everybody else is getting, like the free parking and the upgraded room. And now you also get $200 food and beverage credit plus a reserved day bed at the pool party, man.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
That's a retro pool party. So dress appropriately. Wear your swim skirt.
All right, I will.
All right, Steven, you stay on hold. We're going to hook you up. Look at that.
Very nicely done, Johnny.
Thank you.
Eric, did you know what it was?
That time I did, because I've seen that movie so many times.
Yes. I mean, that scene. Mm. Who hasn't watched that over and over again?
I mean, at first, I did peg Johnny as the type of guy to record a woman without her consent.
Oh, I knew that might be believable.
So at that point, I didn't know it was a film, but then I caught on pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. I would never do that.
Good job, Johnny. You had Heidi hook, line, and sinker.
At first, I thought it might be Flatliners. There was a Billy Baldwin's character in Flatliners, kind of had a similar thing. So I thought, and then when you went on, I was like, whoa.
Billy Baldwin just recorded the big movie he had sex with. He didn't like show it to his buddies.
Right.
I have the webcam. Yeah, I got you now.
Mm.
Let's see. Going back to your actual spy calls, have you been spied on or did you spy on somebody yourself? Next up is Georgia. Hey, Georgia.
Hi.
So you spied on somebody?
No. I was with my ex for 15 years, and the first 5 years we were together, he recorded everything I did out in the garage. We had like a smoking room.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded everything that happened in there for the first 5 years that we were together and never told me.
So what would happen in there besides smoking?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, you had sex and stuff out there.
No, him and I did, yeah. But no, you know, it was very awkward. Then a girlfriend of mine tells me one day, hey, you know, he's recording you. And I said, what? She goes, he's recording everything in the garage.
Well, how'd
and I'm
she
like,
know?
Did he show her the videos?
Yes.
Oh, he was trying to get her involved, huh?
I don't know, but when she told me that, from then on, when I went out in that garage, I'd lift my leg and fart and say, here's a kiss for you.
You know what? I've never met somebody, Georgia, as classy as you. I mean, seriously, you are the best. Seriously.
It's not classy at all, but you know what?
No, that's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
What a fun, one.
You know what? I know we're not shaking hands anymore. I think just the fart and here's to you is a nice greeting now. Or a nice ending.
Here's a kiss.
Here's to you as we leave each other. It's 4th of July.
Serious. You know,
we can have fireworks. Might as well just here's to you.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Georgia. You're the best.
Wow. I'll show him.
You know what's so funny? She probably wasn't being recorded. Her friend has told her that. So she's going out there and it's like, she looks like a crazy person. There's to you.
Here's a kiss for you.
Here's a kiss for you. All right, more spying stories. Were you spied on or did you spy on somebody? Give us a call. 818-955-5567. Denise is on the phone. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
So tell us about how the time you spied on your boyfriend.
I didn't spy on him. He spied on me.
Oh, what happened?
It's I'm a little nervous.
It's okay.
He put a GPS tracker in my car. He thought I was seeing somebody else, which I was, but that person was in LA and not in Orange County. And he tape recorded my phone calls. He got a hold of my iPad and went through all the conversations that I had with this person.
Yeah.
And all of this was found out 2 weeks before I was going to China. So my whole trip to China was screwed up because he kept calling. I'm trying to think. He ripped a ring off my finger once that he had given to me.
Well, I mean, you were cheating on the guy. Come on.
Were you supposed to go to China with him or the boyfriend?
No, I was going with my best friend.
Oh.
So, Denise, you were cheating on this guy, and now you're trying to make yourself the victim.
It was more that we just talked on the phone. I saw him one time.
Did you do anything when you saw him? Did you kiss him?
Yes.
Well, then you cheated on him.
Did he go down your pants?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did he bone you?
I did cheat on him, but he had also...
Why do we have to go down this long road of first base, second base, third base, bone him if you did? You said you didn't cheat on him in the beginning.
Well, I didn't. I did one time. and never saw the person again, but only through text.
Oh, in that case, it doesn't count, I guess. If you only did it one time, you never saw him again, then you really didn't cheat.
I did. I mean, it was all through text after that, but he got
Oh, so you kept the relationship going after you boned him. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't cheat. I understand. Yeah, that doesn't count.
But at the same time, he knew every single thing, conversation that we'd ever had with each other, and it wasn't something anybody wants to read.
Was it all dirty talk and stuff? Denise, I can't imagine you doing dirty talk. What's your go-to? Let's hear a little bit of it. Yeah, pretend I'm the guy you're texting and cheating on your boyfriend with. If you're going to text me something dirty.
On air.
Well, clean it up as much as you can. Change words into other words, and we'll try to figure it out.
The clean words, yeah.
Okay, I would... How would you like me to go down, wrap my tongue around, swirl it around a little more, and then move on down to the backside?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
And use my tongue a little more.
Yeah.
And... I used my tongue a lot.
I guess you did, Denise.
Wow,
you are a true patriot. You're a true patriot. Happy 4th of July. Seriously. You
Thank
are
you very much.
You are the heart of America. Thank you. My God.
She's what every woman should be.
That made my day.
Yeah, about 40%. Johnny finished.
Wow.
She moved to the backside way too quick, you guys.
Well, listen.
Way too
they
quick.
Did
well, I'm glad
lot
you have
a
time frame on that.
They did
like,
have
no,
a...
no, not yet. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not yet.
Seriously,
now
though,
you can go, honey.
Go for
look at this guy.
15 seconds and it's backside action?
No. I need a lot of foreplay before you start going backdoor. Look at you.
I feel like you may have to hit that quick.
Yeah, you should have probably stayed silent.
You like to be teased.
She went backdoor way too quick.
Like, yeah. You don't think
so? There's a certain time frame for you. It's like, you know, do this for 15 minutes and then go back door on me.
No,
is that what you're saying?
I've never experienced the back door, and that's what
I'm saying. Oh, yeah, sure. Now there's a time frame. Oh, you mean like in the relationship, like the first time they met?
Yeah, she said she did it one time.
Anybody ever done that first time you met somebody?
Exactly.
Like in a one night stand? You ever go back, you know, what she said?
Messing around back there.
The
swirly with the tongue.
Yeah. Anybody do that on first date?
The salad.
One night stand?
Really, Johnny? Yeah.
Johnny?
Almost every time.
Almost
every time?
I did too, though.
You just want to see how far.
I've never experienced it.
Yeah, it was like we met, we met at a Super Bowl party. And then, I went back in. I double dipped on the dip.
Who was playing? The Browns?
The Browns and the Packers.
High five.
That's good stuff.
Should we
take a break?
Is
it too early to take a break now? Is it too early?
No, it's perfect timing.
it's perfect timing to take a break. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
Oh, these are good.
And we're gonna come right back. I do have another question, though. I'll ask you when I get back.
Okay.